News. I'm Kelly Sloan. For more news, we're on the web at
USARadio.com. QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1. But if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, small boxes are just $1 when you buy five or more. Staples, make more happen. Offer valid on same SKU only.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
And we welcome you back. Thanks for joining us, folks. Always good to have everybody here, radio, television, internet, and whoever else happens to be picking us up on shortwave radio, I guess. Coming up this hour, it's More Money Strategies, More Money Information with the Brain Trust. Professor Rick Plum here with me. I'm Johnny Dean. As always, taking your phone calls and, of course, your emails, doing both, and a lot of stuff to talk about. We got some topics. We're going to try to get to everything if we can on our list today. We do have a lot. Lots and lots to do this hour. Just keep in mind that the best in money advice is just ahead, so you want to keep tuned right here, wherever you happen to be across the country. Now, you got questions, you can give us a call right now, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Our lines are open. If you want to email the Brain Trust, we'll get to some of those emails this hour. You just go to wealthed.com, wealthed.com. You find the link at the top that says Find Your Answer, and we're going to get to it this hour on the sometime on the air. I said that's not a promise, but it is a hopeful statement nonetheless. All right? We'll try. Phone calls take priority, though, so if you call right now, we're going to get you up on the board right away. In fact, all the lines are open right now, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Some more stuff to say on bonds this hour, so we'll get to that. Professor Rick Plum here with me once again, courtesy of Lucia Capital Group. Professor is a certified financial planner. And by the way, if you want a personalized bucket strategy, the advisors at Lucia Capital Group will put a plan together for you, one that is personalized to your specific goals and needs. You can give them a call off the air. Their number, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. Everyone's situation is different. You know, generic advice has no place on this show, and we mean that. You call Professor Plum or any of the Bucket Strategy Advisors at Lucia Capital Group today. Find out if you're on the right path to retirement. Once again, the number off air, 800-644-1150. Our number here in studio, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. Give us a call. As I said, all the lines are open right now for you, as we just got out of the newscast. So we talked last hour, Professor Plum, about bonds and fixed income investments. Problem, of course, with bonds, as many people see it, is that interest rates, we are kind of standing near the basement, if not in the basement. All right? We are looking up at the ultimate, I would think, I don't want to say possibility, the ultimate eventuality that bonds, that interest rates are going to go higher sometime in the future. We are basing this solely on historical norms, where the 10-year was up in the fours and the fives. You know, CDs were paying about the same, 4 or 5%, money markets, et cetera. But it just seems like it has been forever.
And while it may seem like a foregone conclusion that interest rates will go up, the biggest question and the biggest problem lately has been when. We've been wrong on when many, many times. And in the meantime, we've been going with really short-term bonds and things that earn basically nothing, and forgoing the longer-term bonds because we're worried about the risk taking away our return, maybe take away the return that we've had for several years, and it just hasn't happened. And so my fear is that we're going to get so used to this that we'll think that this is the new norm. Hey, maybe it is. I don't know. I don't really think that it's the new norm at 1.7% on the treasury, 10-year treasury.
Can't be.
Don't say can't.
I'm going to say can't at this point.
But so the question is, we want that extra return that we can get from the longer bonds. And we haven't seen any interest rates go up for a while. We've been talking about interest rates going up for a while. We've been afraid of interest rates going up for a while. And now people may just get and say, you know what? They've been wrong for 5 years. I'll buy that longer-term bond and get the interest rate.
Well, and maybe people are saying that because what's keeping the 10-year down right now is people buying, and that's the whole thing. You know, people think, well, the Fed is the one that's keeping the interest rates all across the board low. Well, that's not true. They control one interest rate. It's one that you and I don't even see.
It's a very, very short-term overnight rate that they charge banks.
Yes, banks that lend to each other to keep their reserves. They have to keep a certain number of reserves, and they lend to each other, and it's a whole thing. The Fed has a window. There's a Fed window, and that's where they go to borrow money, etc. And that's called the overnight rate. But things like the 10-year, the reason we have seen the 10-year go down from, it was 2.3, I think is what I said, when they raised interest rates back in December of 2015.
The 10-year Treasury.
The 10-year Treasury, which a
lot
of things
not something the Fed controls.
No, it does not. It is controlled by market forces. It has been driven down because people have been buying it. The price goes up as the yield, and the yield goes down.
As the demand goes up, the price goes up, right? And the yield goes down.
Exactly. And that's what happens with bonds. So there's a relationship there. I do want to talk about some of that once again, explain what that is. You also have something called yield versus yield to maturity, which, again, sounds bookish. It sounds like something you'd get in a textbook, which you probably would. But I think we can explain it to you and help you to understand because it's important. If you're going to have fixed income investments like bonds, you really do need to know how they work and what it means. All right, so we're going to talk about that. Wealth education, which is what we do on this program. We also take your calls, 877-PLANNER. We still have like four lines open, so give us a call right now with your questions, 877-PLANNER. Let's move along next to Dale in Portland, Oregon. Hi, Dale.
Oh, hi there, fellas. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure, what's up?
Yeah, I'm not very knowledgeable about the subject, so I hope you can give me some direction. I'm trying to help my folks who are 67 and 65 come up with a decent retirement plan, and they don't know anything about it either. So maybe I could tell you a little bit about the situation and
yes,
you could give me some direction.
Okay.
So they have a TSP plan, actually my mother does, of about $165,000.
Okay.
And right now their income is $2,400 in Social Security and a small pension. And they'd like to have about $1,000 more a month. And I'm just wondering if that is possible with their small TSP plan, trying to create some income. And that's that amount of money is what they say they would need for the rest of their life.
It's possible for a period of time, not forever. I mean, you're talking about mm-hmm. taking $12,000 out of $165,000. You're talking about a 7% distribution. That's a little mm-hmm. higher than normal, but now it doesn't mean that they can't do at least for quite some time. For some, I mean, probably
how old,
14,
how old
15
your,
years.
How old are your parents?
65.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, my father's 67 and my mother's 65.
Okay, father's 67, okay.
So we can probably make it work. Now, let me ask you this. Do they own a home?
They do, and actually what they would like to do is kind of make it until they're around 80 years old and then plan on selling the home and living the rest of their life with the proceeds from that.
Okay, well, I mean, so where are they going to live, though? So that's part of it, too. So that may make some sense, or they may want to do a reverse mortgage and stay in the home they're in, or move to a smaller place, or maybe a place that has less maintenance. I don't know about the place. So there are some options here. So when they're looking at creating the income that you're dealing with, that's a fairly high distribution rate. So you're going to be looking at, you want to have a strategy in place. You're going to put some money. Now, let me ask you this. Do they have the genes that are going to take them out to be 100 years old, or are they, like the rest of us, kind of normal 82, 83 is their normal life expectancy?
Yeah, I think normal life expectancy, and they feel the same way. I actually brought that up with them.
So we need about 18 years worth of income. So we can you can be able to do this. You would want to then back into how much you go into the different buckets, and so you would create different amounts of money in different buckets. You know, put some money into alternatives that create a nice cash flow. Put some money in cash that they can distribute, and put some money. You mm-hmm. probably don't have anything very much left over for a longer term growth portfolio. But their house is their long-term growth portfolio.
Right.
And so you just need to allocate it out and create a distributable event that is very stable that they can rely on, and they can sleep well at night, have fun, do what they need to do, and enjoy the rest of their life. Their house is their saving grace.
Right. So I guess I'd like to get directed, or how do I talk to someone? So like I said, I'm not very knowledgeable about the subject of what investments to get put in.
Sure.
Yeah,
so
no problem. There's an office over in Lake Oswego I can refer you to. Great guy, Preston Schumacher, runs it for the Lucia Capital Group. They can put together the strategy. But what you're going to do is you're going to create a bucket strategy to create the distribution that you need. Now, you're not going to be able to invest the 165 and get a 7% year in, year out distribution without touching principal. You are going to be drawing down principal over the next several years. And it's the 165, it's just almost impossible to do without drawing principal down, without taking a significant amount of risk, which they probably don't want to do. So we want to be able to create a very stable income for at least the next 15, 18 years. And if they want to sell their house at some point, that's up to them. They'll be able to sell the house and then use the proceeds to help live off of and, you know, pay the rent on wherever they're going to live after that.
Yeah, I tell you what, I got to take a break. If you want to hang on a second, Dale, or if you ask more questions, hold on. We can refer you to the Preston who's there in Lake Oswego. But a great question. I'm glad he's asking us. And you know what? As I'm looking at this stuff, I mean, his folks, I mean, based on their goals and stuff, they need an extra $1,000 a month. Doesn't sound like that'll be too difficult to get necessarily, given that they have their home that they can fall back on.
And with the understanding that there may not be anything left for heirs.
Well, I mean, okay.
I mean, we're not trying to preserve the principal forever. And usually with a 4% distribution, we're trying to say we want to leave something left over for heirs, or at least make it last 30 years. We're not trying to necessarily make it last 30 years. We're trying to make it last 15, 17, 18.
Exactly. They've got the pension, they've got Social Security, and they have this TSP. All right, hang on, because we got some folks on hold. We're going to continue taking your calls. If you're on hold, you cannot go away. That's an order, because we will get to every single person's call. Don't go away. 877-PLANNER. If you want to get on board, just one line open now, 877-PLANNER. Bucket Strategy Investing continues right after this.
Lucia Capital Group advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, certified financial planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, chartered financial consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Goop. Gunk. Sludge. Whatever you want to call it. It's the stuff that makes your engine just plain dirty. Luckily, the active cleaning power of Pennzoil conventional motor oil, just $3.39 a quart at Napa, helps keep your engine clean. So pick up Pennzoil Conventional for $3.39 a quart at Napa and say goodbye to gunk. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 6/30/16.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
It is Bucket Strategy Investing. We've got some folks on hold. We're going to take your calls right away. 877-PLANNER, our number. PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Still a lot of stuff to talk about. We'll get to some of your emails, too. If you want to email us, you go to wealthed.com. Our website. So let's move next to Russell, Doylestown, PA. Hello, Russell.
How are you?
Good. How are you today?
I got a problem with long-term health care insurance.
Oh, right. We thought as much. Okay, what do you got?
I took it out in 2002 with the understanding that I would be paying $192.75 for the duration of the policy.
Oh, yeah.
2 years ago, I got a notice that they were going to jack the rates up 30%. And then I just got a letter that they're going to jack the rates up another 20%, so I will be paying $292 come July 1st. Now, is an insurance company allowed to break a contract like that and jack the insurance rates over the initial contract rate?
Well, they do not have the right to break the contract, but in the contract they have the right to raise the premium. If you had if you want to look through it, there's small print. They are allowed on long-term care, especially. They do this. They've been doing this for the past 7-8 years. Yep. They are allowed to raise the insurance premium across the board for everybody in that policy. They can't just pick Russell from Doylestown. They can't just say we're going to make him pay more, but they could say everybody who bought that policy is going to pay more. And so this is not uncommon. Unfortunately, long-term care specifically is going through this where they did not price it right the first time. And yes, in the contract, it gave them that option. You may have unfortunately been sold the idea that that was a premium and it wouldn't change. But that unfortunately has not been what we've seen in the contracts. Almost every contract I've seen gave the insurance company the right to raise the insurance premium across the board for everybody in that contract when they need to.
And they have to prove that the costs have gone up.
They have to go to the state insurance department to be able to do it. They can't just, you know, on a whim say, oh, I think I'll raise my rates this year.
Right.
They have to petition the insurance commissioners to do it. But, yeah, they have the right to do it.
Now, the Pennsylvania Department of Insurance did sanction the increase. So I guess I'm stuck. But the understanding that I have is, in the case of long-term health care insurance, the actuaries never calculated the cost correctly. One of the factors was the fact that they depended on people dropping the policies and not carrying them over a long-term basis. So what people are doing is, once they get a policy, they hang on to it.
Right.
And the end result is the costs are prolific.
And one of the bigger issues was back, you know, that was 13 years ago, 14 years ago. when they issue these policies, there's a couple of things that go into the pricing of any kind of life insurance, health insurance policy, long-term policy, and that is the risk that they face. And I believe that the actuaries underpriced the risk, the amount of cost that it was going to take once the policy went into a payment area where the individual, the insured, began receiving benefits. But they also underestimated or overestimated what the insurance company could earn on the money that they were collecting, the general account. They were looking at interest rates 14 years ago being what was considered to be fairly low. And so they may have, you know, instead of using a 4% rate of return, they may have used a 3% rate of return. But we don't have 3% rates of return. So the insurance company is not earning as much on its reserves to be able to continue out and pay what's going on. So they had multiple problems in the way they priced these products, especially back in the 90s and before. Their actuarial assumptions on morbidity and costs were wrong. Their actuarial assumptions on what the insurance company could earn over the long period of time, at least so far, have not held up. And people are realizing that long-term care is a big issue, and they are not dropping their insurance coverages, so they don't have that basically forfeiture back into the insurance company. So all of those led to the pricing problem, and yeah, they have the right to raise it. Now, they typically give you options. They say, if you back off on the cost of living allowance, we won't raise it as much. If you increase your waiting period, we won't increase it as much. There's several things that they can do sometimes to help you continue staying near the premium you were before, but you're going to give up some benefit to get it.
Yes, that's true. They have made that offer to me, and I declined it because what I took out was
what you wanted.
Minimum necessary,
sure.
In
of
case
course.
I became
right. Of course.
Incarcerated.
And
yeah.
Unfortunately, now you're stuck with it's almost like extortion, it feels like, because I either pay it or I lose everything I've paid up to this point.
Yeah. Well, thank you for your insight.
Okay, Russell, thank you for the call. It's a state insurance thing, and you can get in touch with the folks in Harrisburg or something and say, help me, but I don't think they're going to do it. It's all across the country. I appreciate you giving us a call. That's something else we can talk about. We have before, too, with regard to long-term care. And some of these linked benefit policies could help in some regard. But then again, you know, the cost is what the cost is. All right, 877-PLANNER. We can start with Steve, I think, in Las Vegas up next. Hello, Steve.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. How are you today?
Great. I'm going to be retiring in about a year. I work for a government entity in which I'll be receiving a pension of about $6,000 per month. And I put away about $225,000 in a deferred comp. And so I'm trying to figure out a distribution or a drawing from my deferred comp and bucketizing my pension and my deferred comp and perhaps rolling it over the deferred comp into a traditional IRA.
Right.
I was speaking to an investment advisor, and he suggested putting that into a variable annuity or a fixed index annuity, and I wanted to see what your take was on either that option or other options that I'm not considering.
Again, let me ask you this. The $6,000 a month pension, can you meet your monthly expenses with that?
Yes.
Okay, and so this annuity that they were looking at, either variable or index, they were probably talking about one with a lifetime income benefit on it too, right?
There was one of them, the variable was a lifetime that lifetime.
The writer.
Okay, take that advisor's phone writer number, rip it up, burn it, get rid of it, never talk to them again. Because you don't need a lifetime income rider. You don't need a product that costs you money to give you lifetime income when you don't need income. You've got income. You need a little extra income from time to time, you know, to be able to go out and play and have fun and do things, but you don't need a guaranteed income more than the pension that you're already going to be receiving. So don't even bother looking at any product that has a lifetime income rider on it, because it's not going to do you any good. It's going to do the broker real good and be a nice agent commission. Mm-hmm. But that's just, you don't need that. So right off the bat, we know we don't need the lifetime income. The $6,000 a month is going to be fine. How old are you, Steve?
56.
56. Okay, so this makes it a little bit more difficult. We're going to want to leave money. So you have a 457 deferred comp. Now, out of this $225,000, we got to take a break.
We got to take a break. Oh, okay. Do you need a quick question before the break?
No, we'll have to go for the next.
Okay, well, hang on a second, Steve. We're going to come back, and Professor Plum has some questions for you. Maybe we can ask during the break. He's going to figure out exactly what you need to do. Yeah, the variable annuity with a guaranteed income benefit rider. When
for
you
somebody
don't need
who doesn't need income.
Income doesn't make a whole lot of sense. In fact, here's how much sense it makes. Zero.
None.
All right. Hang on, Steve. We're going to come right back to you. 877-PLANNER. Get on board. Talking to you when we come back.
Some people willingly take on risk, like skydivers. They may find risk exhilarating. Most of us would rather avoid risk. When it comes to investing strategies, many investors want to keep their feet on the ground and reduce their exposure to risk. A risk buffer strategy through the purchase of an annuity contract is designed for investors who want the potential for growth when the markets are positive, potentially with some protection from losses when they're not. If you're concerned about stock market volatility and the threat of another market collapse, learn where a risk buffer strategy may fit in your investment mix. You may be able to cover losses to a certain extent when markets decline, but potentially enjoy a reasonable amount of growth when markets rise. Watch an informative short video to learn exactly how a risk buffer strategy works at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. A December 2015 Gallup poll found that nearly three-quarters of those surveyed expected this year to start with stock market volatility. Their concerns were valid. According to CNN and other sources, this January was the worst month in the stock market since 2009. But even though we may have anticipated stock market decline, are we prepared for them? Are we prepared if we should see another market meltdown like 2008? Lucia Capital Group invites you to discuss your retirement strategy and review your exposure to potential portfolio losses if stocks stumble. What alternatives to stocks and bonds might you consider adding to your investment mix? Schedule an appointment with your local Lucia Capital Group advisor now. The consultation and review of your current financial plan is free. Call 800-644-1150 to schedule an appointment. That's 800-644-1150. And learn more at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
So my daughter is off to college soon, and I got her some bedding from the company store. The good stuff, as she calls it. She thinks I'm being generous. I know better. See, college is not cheap, and sleep is hard to come by, which is important. So I'm doing whatever I can to assure she gets a good night's sleep, when she actually sleeps.
The Company Store has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit thecompanystore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code PILLOW and get 15% off your order plus free shipping.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices, a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. and we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Talking about your money, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLAAAR, 877-752-6637. Oh, by the way, too, not just this show. We're busy folks, Professor Plum and I. We've got other programs for you to watch, and we've got another one coming up. In fact, every Tuesday here at, if you want to watch us at WealthEd.com, the Social Security Show, Tuesdays, 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern Time. We would love for you to join us. It's only at WealthEd.com. We talk all about your Social Security. It's a quick, like, 27 minutes or so. But we get a lot of information, a lot of strategy in. Once again, the Social Security Show, Tuesdays, 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern, only at WealthEd.com. Our number again, 877-PLANNER, PLAAAR. Okay, we've been talking with Steve in Las Vegas, Nevada. Steve, you're still with us?
Yes.
Okay, thanks for hanging on. Professor Plum's going through a few numbers here and some math, et cetera. Professor Plum, where are we on this particular situation?
Well, he's got the only real challenge that he has is that he wants to retire before he's 59 and a half, and he has money in deferred accounts. Now, luckily for him, it's a 457 government employee deferred account where there is no premature distribution penalty for taking money out of it, so he can take money directly from the 457 plan when he's 58, 59, and then obviously later.
Right.
But he also mentioned that he might want to roll it over to an IRA. He doesn't want to do that all to an IRA. So what he wants to do is potentially leave about $50,000. So let's say he works for another year. Steve, you're going to work for another year, right?
Yes, that's correct.
And then so you work for another year. And then how much money do you think that you want to take from this $225 a year from now? $9,000 or $10,000 a year?
Well, what I'm thinking is I kind of like to just go on vacations and anywhere from, I'm figuring based on past history, $10,000 to $15,000 per year.
Okay, I played at 10. Now, 15 is going to be a little tougher, obviously, because it's a big percentage of 225. But
right,
you may not need to do $15,000 vacations every year for the rest of your life.
Exactly.
And you're going to now. Will you also have some Social Security? Did you ever pay into Social Security?
Yes, I will. I'll have a little bit. I think it's like $300.
Yeah. Okay. So we're just going to ignore that for the moment. I did a plan based on roughly $10,000 a year, starting a year from now.
Okay.
And so what we would do, and this is very, very ballpark, okay? We would leave about $50,000 at the 457 when you retire in. You know, hopefully they have a very safe investment, stable value fund or something that has a little bit of interest payment to it but is very safe. And what you're going to do is the first year you'll take your $10,000 that you wanted from there right from the 457. No penalty. It's obviously going to be taxable, no way around that. And so you take your $10,000 to go on vacation when you're 58. You have another 10 in there, you know, because you left 50. So you take 10 out, you have 40. You take the next year when you're 59, you take 10 out, you've got 30. But then after that, now the rest of the money that, so you've left the 50 there, you've moved 175 to other areas. You've put money into other buckets in the other areas. And so now you have the ability to start tapping into the alternatives in some other areas. And so they may be creating maybe $3,000 a year in cash flow by putting $50,000 into alternatives. And then what you do is you've got $3,000 from there. Now I don't need to take 10 out of my 457. I only need to take out 7. So I had 30, 7, 7, 7, 7. Leaves me a little bit of money left over after 7 years. So basically my bucket number one is the $50,000 I left at the 457. Now in addition to that, you create your bucket two and you create your bucket three. We've already put $50,000 in the alternatives, so we're going to put about another $45,000, $50,000, maybe $45,000 into bucket number two. Its job is to wait in the wings, wait for 7 years, wait until you've exhausted bucket number one. But because we're waiting, we may be able to get a little bit better rate of return. Because we're waiting, we don't need to be as immediately liquid with the money. Because we're waiting, we can accept a little bit of volatility and get that potentially better rate of return. And then you start taking money out of it, starting in year eight, for the next 7 or 8 years. And so then we can also do that by getting potentially a little bit of a bump. So those vacations become more expensive, you can take a little bit more money out. And then the rest, so that's what, 45 out of the rest. And the rest, that leaves about 70,000 for bucket number three. And you just put that into a good diversified investment portfolio and you let it run. And even if the market crashes the day after you retire, well, that money has 15 years to come back. And 15 years, we should earn, you know, 7 or 8%, hopefully, right? That's an unknown. Mm-hmm. But that should come back to between what's left in the alternatives and what's left in bucket number three, should basically come back to be about 220, 225 by the time you retire, or retire, you retire, by the time bucket number two is gone. Now, that was spending it down at about 10,000 a year. 15 is going to be more of a problem.
Does 15, is 15 really what you want to do, Steve, or it doesn't matter? I'm just curious.
Well, no, I just kind of threw out based on, you know, past, I mean, the extreme vacations have been 15.
Right, but you can still do that. Because you could do that over the next 15 years, and then by the time you're 80-ish, you may not want to travel so much, or maybe you don't want to do it every year once you get into your mid to late 80s or 70s.
Right.
And so I mean, it's not the problem there, especially since we're going to have a little bit of help from Social Security down the line. So there are ways to get around what you want to do and be able to manage what you want to do. You just have to make sure you leave enough money at the 457. Now, I also did not include you saving any more money over the year. I didn't include the potential growth on the current 227 over the next year. So I've watered down the portfolio a little bit. I'm assuming you're continuing to save into the 457.
Right.
So it'll be more than 225 a year from now.
Right, right.
Hopefully.
Exactly. I'm maximizing every year.
Right.
So it'll be probably close to like 450.
From 225?
Yeah, the 450, because I can every year, because I can play catch up, so I can put in 36 this last year.
Okay, but you're only working one more year. How are we going from 225 to 450 in 1 year with a $36,000 investment?
I'm sorry.
Well, you're a
225
better.
225 plus 36. I'm sorry. I wasn't thinking.
I was going to say, man, you are a much better investor than I am. I need to come to you for advice.
I don't know what I was thinking.
Okay, that makes sense.
But that helps
out
all these other things and gives them some more money to deal with. You just have to look at, you want to bucketize it now. You don't want to wait until the day before you retire, because what if the next year is not very good in the market? Who knows? It may be very good, maybe not. So you want to set yourself up so that you can turn on the spigot of income when you want to turn it on, not when the market says it's okay. You're okay now. Let's make sure you stay okay.
So, so bucket number one, I would take out of that 457, I would take 50,000, put it in a safe investment
inside the 457.
Oh, inside the 457.
Yes. Right now, right now everything is going to stay at the 457. You're going to bucketize it within the 457.
Under the 457 umbrella.
Given the constraints of what options they give you.
I see.
So you're going to put 50,000 in a safe investment. You can put 50,000 or 40,000, whatever it was, in a balanced or some kind of midterm investment. You're going to put, and so you're going to try to find things that kind of get close to what the appropriate investments would look like within the 457. And then once you retire, then you can actually pick up the rest of it.
Here's what I want you to say. Hang on a second, Steve, if you can, because I got to take a break to get another call. If you can hang on, Professor Plump kind of has this mapped out.
I think he needs a little more work than just my scribbles.
Well, no, I understand. That's what I'm saying. So hold on a second, and we can get a whole lot more specific with this. It's an important stuff. And thank you, Steve. You asked some really good questions. As another, we could do another half hour on all that. I mean, honestly. But in his particular case, Professor Plum, yes, it does happen. This is all based on his goals. He's 56 now?
57.
He wants to retire in the next year
58.
Or so. Yeah, before he turns 59, 59 and a half, whatever. And so that is something that we need to look at. And therefore, we need to make sure that his income lasts long enough so that if he makes it to 95 or 97,
he's got enough assets, or pretty close to the right amount of assets. But if he retires at 58, and he rolls that 457 into an IRA, now how is he going to be able to get the money out of it?
Yeah, you can't.
Between then and 59 and a half. A 72T, the way the interest rates are now, the systematic, you know, payment plan, the substantial equal payment plan, is going to probably create less than what he wants.
Yes, he's got to have that for 5 years, too.
And he has to continue. Well, I'm not worried about continuing it for 5 years because he's going to continue it for 15 or 20 years.
Well, but it's still not going to be enough. That's the thing.
It's not going to be enough.
For the next 5 years, he's going to have to figure it out, and he can't take more than that. So
we want to make sure that we don't take all of the money when he retires out of 457, because the 457 does not have a qualified plan. Even if it was a 401k and the administrator allowed partial distributions, he's going to retire when he turns 55 or later. He's going to retire when he's 58. That's later than 55. No penalty for a distribution coming from that employer's retirement plan. Now, it just happens that the 457 is a non-qualified deferred comp, even though it's a governmental plan. There's never a premature penalty for taking money out of that plan. But if we roll that money over to an IRA, now you incur a penalty if you take it out before 59 and a half or you don't do the 72T.
Why it's important to know where you are in this particular process. So great stuff. That's a bucket strategy right there. All right. Yeah, do hang on, Steve. We can talk to you more off the air. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. If you've got questions, hey, you got one more segment to do at this hour, so I would get your calls in right now. 877-PLANNER. We got trivia. We'll tell you what's coming up on tomorrow's show, etc. when we come back. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. It's Bucket Strategy Investing.
Are you worried we may see another stock market drop like the 2008 collapse? In a new video, Ray Lucia Jr. comments on investor concerns.
They're worried about what happens when this bull market eventually ends and how severe of a downturn there may be for them in the future.
If you're looking for some potential protection from volatility, learn about the risk buffer strategy by watching a free video now at riskbuffer.com.
For those investors who want to take some risk off the table of their longer-term portfolios, a risk buffer strategy may be appropriate for you.
Depending on the investor, there are many ways this strategy may potentially be added to your investment mix. Please take 10 minutes to watch a free video in which Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy and how it may work for you at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, and affiliate of Lucia Capital Group.
If you were born on or after January 2nd, 1954, listen carefully. Recent changes enacted by the Social Security Administration as part of the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 may impact your Social Security benefits. The policy that previously enabled spouses at full retirement age to claim spousal benefits while allowing their own benefit to grow has been discontinued. This could mean the accrual of additional benefits may no longer be available to you. Changes will also soon be implemented regarding file and suspend claiming strategies. Find out the latest rules, regulations, and restrictions by calling the Social Security hotline at 800-838-0483. The call is free and may clarify some of the new Social Security rules that could affect your benefits. If you were born after January 2nd, 1954, you could be affected. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
877-PLANNER, PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Been a great show so far today. Nice couple of hours and wonderful questions. We've really, once again, just sort of, you know, run up and down. We had a question earlier on double e-bonds. In fact, we were talking about bonds. We didn't get to finish that discussion at all, but that's okay. We will talk about it in another show shortly. We had a question on those double e-bonds. Talked about safety, bonds and safety. Is it still a safe place to be? Had a couple of questions on required minimum distributions. Another couple of topics that we've talked about in individual hours. Question about retirement, helping out the parents, insurance premiums. We had a bucket strategy. In fact, you just did a very nice bucket strategy for Steve in Las Vegas, Nevada. A cursory one, but nonetheless one that can, in fact, work. Now, we do talk about a whole bunch of different topics, as you can tell, on this program. Coming up tomorrow, here's another one that we've got a lot of questions on, and that has to do with buying real estate in an IRA. Buying real estate in an IRA. I've heard this pushed by many people. Not that there's necessarily anything wrong with it under certain circumstances, Professor Plum. But one thing that people forget, when they do something inside an IRA, they lose a lot of the benefits that real estate, of owning real estate in the first place.
Yes, and but it also avoids some of the bite when you ultimately sell it, potentially, because you don't have the recapture because you didn't take it in the first place. Does one weigh out the other? Well,
you didn't. Well, I would argue that not being able to take depreciation actually hurts you.
Well, I could argue with both sides too.
That's the thing. I mean, to me, I'd rather take the depreciation. You plan for it. You're going to recapture it. What's the big deal?
And if you you plan for it. There's the key there. People don't plan for the recapture and depreciation when they sell a property.
Well,
they don't even realize that when they borrow money out of it, that doesn't change their basis, and they're going to have to pay tax on that at some point in the future.
Well, should you buy real estate in your IRA? I mean, obviously the answer can't be yes or no, a generic one, because we don't give those generic answers. But personally, myself, I don't necessarily like it. I suppose if you're buying it in a Roth IRA, it could make things a whole lot easier, and real estate inside of a Roth IRA, you know, could work. But anyway, we're going to discuss this tomorrow and give you some insight into that. And the reason we're doing it is because I still see online a lot of people saying, buy your real estate inside your IRA, buy your investment property, buy your rental house inside your IRA. And a lot of times they're not doing it because the IRA is necessarily a great place to do it, but it's because that's where people's money is.
And what better way to make a sale than to go where the money is?
Of course. You say, well, wait a minute. Now, you're not 59 and a half, so you can't take this money out of your IRA. So the money's there. Why don't we just buy it inside your IRA?
It's a natural fit. It's a long-term investment.
Sure.
In a long-term account.
Sure, of course. And they're just things that they don't mention about it. So anyway, all right, we will talk about that. That's coming up tomorrow. 877-PLANNER, our number. Before we get to your
case that you had talked about earlier, or that you had talked before the show. Today's trivia is brought to you by, what is today, Tuesday? Yes. Yeah. Today's trivia, the National National Center for Health Statistics. This is all they do, folks, health statistics. 48% of the 118 million households in the U.S. of A. have only wireless phones. And then they have to go on to explain what they mean by that. That is to say, they do not maintain a landline telephone.
You know, I've questioned why I have one still. The only calls I get on my landline are political ads or some kind of a sales thing. I don't get any real calls there. I just haven't given it up. I admit I'm one of the 52% that still have a landline.
I am too, and I've had my number. I like my
number. That's when it comes down to.
I like my number. I picked it out of a lineup.
I picked our number because the kids were much younger. Actually, one of them wasn't even born when we got our number. And I wanted a very easy number to remember. It's just a real simple number, and I just don't want to give it up.
Well,
I'm weird.
Again, that's like this. You know, you still have your eight tracks in your Monte Carlo, right? You still have your eight track.
Well, it's hard to get any sound system to come over the sound of the exhaust.
Well, of course, but that's why you have that. And I'm the same way. I don't want to give it up. Why? Because, you know, I'm not going to get into this whole discussion, but the phone was everything. The landline was everything when we were teenagers. This is all we did was talk on the phone.
I just remember knowing exactly how far that cable would reach.
Of course.
To stay out of my mom's reach.
Well, and I could do that where I could shut the glass door going to the patio where I could actually get a little privacy, you know.
Oh, I just knew where I could stay out of my mom's reach. If she was on the phone, I had about a 10-foot arc that didn't come inside, yeah. I was fairly safe.
Even if she had a baseball bat, she couldn't get it. Anyway, and I remember the days when the phone rang. It was kind of an exciting thing. There's somebody wants to talk to us.
Now
it's
a sales call.
Who is it for? We would race to the phone to answer it and see who it is. And you know, I hope it's for me. Oh, it's not. It's for my sister. It's for my brother. Dad, it's for you. And the phone was a big thing. Yeah. Now it's like, the phone's ringing. I don't care. I'm not answering. It's just a sales call.
Now it's a matter of phone's ringing. Why didn't they text me?
Well, that's the other thing we're talking about. You know, everybody has phones.
But they don't use them as phones.
They don't use them as phones. This whole thing has changed.
Yes.
Nobody wants to.
Now, there is one group of people that don't use the phone to contact you. I was almost late for the show earlier today because I took a call from a frantic retiree who was nervous. They were scared to death that they were being sued by the IRS because they received a phone call this morning from the IRS.
Oh, right.
Don't believe it. The IRS does not call you.
We got just 2 minutes here, but I think most people are aware of these situations. You did. You had a frantic call from somebody.
Well, and it just happened that Adam showed us, he gave us one of our production people gave us a recording from somebody that called him on the phone talking about how the IRS was going to sue them.
Yes.
The IRS does not call you. They don't use phones either. So don't worry about it.
They use something else that you may not have ever heard of. It's called the U.S. mail.
They don't even use email. They get in contact with you by mail, and they work through a progression. And if they do want to see you in person, they will set a time and an appointment. They're not just going to come out of the blue and say they're going to sue you, or that they're coming after you, or there's a warrant for your arrest. There's a big push on phone calls from the IRS, which are crackpot calls, scams. Be wary.
Be very careful out there, and it still scares enough people. I think
my client this morning, my friend was really, really scared.
Of course, she
was going to lose sleep over
because this. Because all they heard was warrant, arrest, IRS, sue,
lawsuit,
a criminal. I've heard that one on these messages too. Have your criminal attorney attacked because of fraud, tax fraud.
I could hear her shaking on the phone. Her voice was
shaking. Was she okay when you were finished with her?
Yes, she realized that it was a scam.
And ignore it. Just ignore it.
And actually, I asked her to, she's 73, 74 years old.
And these are
asked her to tell her friends that the IRS doesn't call.
No,
their very
no.
first connection with you is not a phone call.
U.S. mail, and you will see it. IRS, official business.
And that one might be real.
It may be. All right, we're out of time. If you need the brain trust, you can talk to Professor Plum or any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors across the country at their off-air number, 800-644-1150. Get bucketized like we were doing today, 800-644-1150. For Professor Rick Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. It's Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.